But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. There are moments when it is necessary that we close the door and talk privately with God. There are moments when it is necessary to close our ears in the face of the multitude of news we hear every day. Often, the faith we receive when we listen to God's word tends to be struck by the news we receive constantly. Sadly, we hardly meditate on God's word, and our ears are almost always open to any comment. We have not learned to filter what really builds us up and helps us. Instead, our ears are opening to listen to everything that is in our environment. My beloved friend, there are things that do not build us up and are going to strike your faith. There are words that are not worth listening to, because the only thing they are going to put inside of you is sadness, pain, resentment, bitterness, weariness, preoccupation. Therefore, the Word of God gives us a recommendation. There are moments when we need to listen only to God, and we need to get away from everything else. This reminds me about the time when Peter gets up and says, "I'm going fishing." And he gets together with his friends to do what they had consistently grown accustomed to doing. Peter was an expert in fishing. He had a fishing business. He already knew the best areas to throw the net. But what he did not know was that his life was going to change in the blink of an eye. It happens to all of us. Has your life changed in the blink of an eye? I think so. This is what happened to Peter. When he went fishing, he didn't find anything. He worked all night and perhaps into part of the dawn to be able to bring a livelihood home. Nevertheless, the Word of God teaches that since they did not find anything, they decided to return to the shore, wash their nets, and go back home, just like someone who undertakes a project and could not accomplish it. He gathers his nets and returns where everything started. This is what happened to Peter. When he arrives at the shore and he's washing his net, Jesus appears. Jesus appears to change his life. I think that Jesus has been appearing in front of you for a while, but you have not been willing to see him. You have tried and tried on your own strength to solve things. And God is there right in front of you with open arms, simply to help you. But you have not let him help you. Now the boat is empty at the shore, and Jesus gets on it. He could have gotten the boat away from the shore to talk to the crowd who had gathered at that place to listen to him. But God had a plan. God had a plan with Peter. When Peter saw him, he got on the boat. An empty boat represents a life that has not been able to fill the emptiness in his heart. It represents a needy life, a desperate life, a life that has given up. But when this happens, Jesus is there. When Jesus gets on the boat, Peter comes running and gets on it too. And he listened. He listened to the message Jesus was giving to the rest of the people. he listened attentively. The Bible does not mention what was Jesus preaching about, but I'm getting at, which catches my attention, is that the first order that Jesus gives to Peter, which is, set your boat off the shore. Who were on the shore? Crowds of people, and crowds are noisy. Sometimes the noise of the world does not allow us to hear what God wants to tell us. Sometimes the noise of the world brings so many distractions. There are many things that distract us, and we get easily distracted. The more we get distracted, the less we listen to the Lord. Hence, Jesus told Peter, you have to separate yourself from the shore. This is something you must do if you want me to show you the purpose I have for you. God is telling you, I need you to get your boat off the shore. I need you to close the door. However, perhaps you could remain for a good while asking yourself, what does it mean to close the door? Well, Jesus said, the best way to pray, besides having the correct attitude, is to do it privately, directly with the Lord. You must have faith that when you talk to God, He's listening to you. You must try not to have any preconceived ideas in your mind, or ask for something that you know is not within God's purpose. So you must learn to quiet your mind. You have to learn to quiet your soul, and you have to learn to remove from you all of those voices and that garbage, please excuse the expression, all that garbage which has been generating concepts, ideas, thoughts. Thoughts that turn into mental fortresses, into paradigms. Fortresses and paradigms, mistaken ideas about life. Our mind is filled with ephemeral knowledge. The Bible teaches that we are what is in our mind. What we believe rules us. If you had a complicated life, believe me, it is ruling you. Thus, you will confront whatever comes your way in that manner. Even when we pray, we have those false steps because the language of God is based on love and faith. But when we had been struck by life, we have so many castles in our mind that need to be demolished. We could either feed them more with what we shouldn't, or we could close the door and present ourselves in front of God like fragile beings who need to be demolished to be built up again. To close the door means to unlearn, to learn again. To close the door means to learn how to let go of that which you should not have taken in the first place to carry as a load over your shoulders. To close the door means to surrender to God and stop being in control. To close the door means to let go of any argument I may have related to this life so I can listen attentively to His voice without questioning what He tells me, so I can be obedient and know that what the Lord has expressed is always the best, because His will is good, pleasant, and perfect. To close the door means to enter into an intimacy, into the secrecy, into the silence, where there is no one except you and God. Today, we need to close the door. Today, we need to momentarily get away from the noise of the world and listen to what He wants for you, what He wants for your family. Perhaps part of that noise you are listening to today is that it's all over. But if you ask Him what He thinks about it, probably not. Each time Jesus' disciples got up at dawn and looked for Him, He was not there. He always looked forward to being alone with His Father. Look, the wrong advice can lead you to a bitter experience. But the advice from the Lord, His words are spirit and life. It is what we need to listen to. During times of despair, His word is what is going to mark the difference. His word is what is going to sustain you and help you remain standing. Today we need His word. Today we need His presence. Today we need to listen to His word. Yes, today we need to listen to His word. But at the end, the decision is yours. Jesus taught us, when you pray, separate yourself and be alone. And when God talks to you, when He talks to you, do not go astray. When God speaks to you, don't go into the world and tell it what He told you, because many people would not understand that awesome language, which is the language of faith. Keep silent. Separate yourself and be alone. Close the door. And then pray to your Father privately. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. There are things, secrets, waiting for you in the secrecy of God. Close the door and listen to what the Father has for you every day. Father, thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your love. Thank You because through these simple words, You talk to us, You exhort us, but You also remind us the importance of knowing what is urgent, what is necessary. And today, my goodness, it is urgent to close the door and listen to Your voice. But we ask You for Your help, because many times we cannot do it alone. Sometimes there are so many distractions, Lord, that we have come to think that You are far away, while You have been near. Help us, Lord, to close the door again and listen to Your voice only. Because that voice sustains us. That voice encourages us. Father, I pray for each person right now who is receiving this devotional. I ask You that Your presence embraces them and strengthens them with the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He sends you blessings.